Hello, this is Mary Astor. I'd like to read some poems for you from the writings of Alan Seeger. Clouds rosy-tinted in the setting sun, depths of the azure eastern sky between, plains where the poplar-bordered highways run, patched with 100 tints of brown and green. Beauty of earth, when in thy harmonies the cannon's note has ceased to be a part, I shall return once more and bring to thee the worship of an undivided heart. Of those sweet potentialities that wait for my heart's deep desire to fecundate, I shall resume the search, if fortune grants, and the great cities of the world shall yet be golden frames for me in which to set new masterpieces of more rare romance. Seeing you have not come with me, nor spent this day's suggestive beauty as we ought, I have gone forth alone, and been content to make you mistress only of my thoughts. And I have blessed the fate that was so kind in my life's agitation to include this moment's refuge where my sense can find refreshment and my soul beatitude. Oh, be my gentle love a little while. Walk with me sometimes. Let me see you smile, watching some night under a wintry sky, before the charge or on the bed of pain. These blessed memories shall revive again and be a power to cheer and fortify. Thank you. Why should you be astonished that my heart, plunged for so long in darkness and in dearth, should be revived by you, and stir and start as by warm April now reviving earth? I am the field of undulating grass, and you the gentle perfumed breath of spring, and all my lyric being when you pass is bowed and filled with sudden murmuring. I asked you nothing, expected less. But with that deep, impassioned tenderness of one approaching what he most adores, I only wish to lose a little space, all thought of my own life, and in its place to live and dream, and have my joy in yours. Not that I always struck the proper mean of what mankind must give for what they gain, but when I think of those whom dull routine and the pursuit of cheerless toil and shame, who from their desk chairs, seeing a summer cloud race through blue heaven on its joyful course, sigh sometimes for a life less cramped and bowed, I think I might have done a great deal worse, for I have ever gone untied and free, the stars and my high thought for company, wet with the salt spray and the mountain showers. I have had the sense of space and amplitude, and love in many places, silver-shoed, has come and scattered all my path with flowers. Thank you. my companion under cool arcades that frame some drowsy street and dazzling square, beyond whose flowers and palm tree promenades white belfries burn in the blue tropic air, lying near me in dim forests where the croon of wood doves sounds and moss-banked water flows, or musing late till the midsummer moon breaks through some ruined abbey's empty rose. Sweetest of those today whose pious hands pen the sequestered altar of romance, where fewer offerings burn and fewer kneel, pour there your passionate beauty on my heart, and gladdening such solicitude, impart how sweet the fellowship of those who feel.
This has been Words with Music, featuring poems from the works of Alan Seeger. Milton Charles was at the organ. The poems were read for you by Mary Astor. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.